71 Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
All right, y'all, get ready, 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 y'all, get ready, get ready. Amen. You got to get ready. You got to get ready, get ready, get ready, y'all, because the man is in the house, and I know you all are ready to hear an engrafted word of God that is able to empower you and strengthen you. So again, to those of you, King Arthur's in the house. King Arthur, how you doing?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we just glad to have you, and whenever you're ready, you just let me know.
Hey, amen, amen.
I want to know, are you ready? Can you hear?
Yes, sir.
All right, amen.
Which one?
Number one. All right. Without any further preliminary, y'all, I'm gonna get up out the way so y'all can get ready to have yourself blessed and empowered, because I love my brother. Amen. I love it when he comes in. I just get to smiling when he walked through the door, too. I hope he didn't get mad at me using him as an illustration there.
No, dude. I enjoy your messages all the time.
Amen. Amen. My brother there, I use him as an illustration, but you know, it is what it is. But nevertheless, amen. Let me introduce to some and present to others all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, to empower you, to increase your faith, and to take you to a place that you've never been before. None other than in the person of King Arthur.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. You know, amen means yes, and so shall it be.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen, that's right. I'm a king.
That's right.
It don't matter about nobody else's opinion about it, about anything else. In fact, my brother read it today in his message, you know, and he was reading in Revelation chapter 5. And up around verse 9, it says this here. It says, because of what Jesus Christ done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests.
That's it.
And we shall reign on the earth. He read that to you.
Yes.
Now listen, in the old covenant, man, there was a kingdom of priests. What you mean? Hey, they was a kingdom. They were God people, but they were the kingdom of priests. What's a priest? They were spiritual representatives. They were representatives of God to the world. Yes. They're supposed to be representative of God to the world. I might need it down just a little bit. No, that's good. I praise the Lord. Yes. They were representative to the world, and what they were supposed to be doing is representing God to the world. Actually, they're supposed to be showing the world what their God is like. And they got caught up. Instead of showing the world their God, they showed the world God people. Kind of like we do sometimes if we're not careful. We show the world the Christians of the Christ when we're supposed to be showing the world the Christ of the Christians. Well, he said, you know, they were spiritual representatives and they were supposed to represent God to the world, show the world what God is like. But they got caught up in themselves and thought they were more than the others, you know. And thank God that God didn't make them king, because, man, they'd have wiped out all the others. Anyway, there was a kingdom of priests, spiritual representatives. They had their priesthood. And they had all their rituals and ceremonies and practices and traditions. And they were spiritual representatives of God. I'm going to say that again, you know, lest it get past your intellect, for it to get past your intellect and get down into your very spirit. What are they? That because of what Jesus Christ done for you, so you don't know about all that. You know that he hung, bled, and died on the cross, and he was raised from the dead, and he seated at the right hand of the Father. You know that. That's baby stuff. Been knowing that all our lives. What was you on no boy that end? See, that's just a means, like I always tell you on this broadcast. That's a means to an end. And the devil's most successful tactic against us, man, is to preoccupy us with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. You don't never get to the end. It's all caught up in the means. Wandering around Mount Sinai, year after year after year after year, when all the time, right there within their reach, right there within our reach, is the Garden of Eden. Not the ark that Noah built. It's an ark, but it's the one that our Father in Heaven built. The promised land, the secret place of the Most High God. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. All this was just, you know, right there. Those places that I just named, right there. What you mean right there? Right there within your reach. That's how close it is. Just like children of Israel, the promised land was right there. But they wandered around, man, year after year after year after year. Because they were, listen, like I heard my brother say earlier, you know, he was asking a question, you know, about the water from the rock and the manna that came from heaven. And the pillar, you know, of fire by night and the clouds by day. Oh, that was God with his people. We can metaphor, I don't know what word to use. We can describe it in all kinds of different ways, but what it really was, it was God with his people. God with them. And listen, man, if God be with you, and if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. What was that pillar of fire, you know, and what was that cloud, boy? That was the presence of the Lord. That was God, boy, with his family. With all them people, man, in manifestation, what? In the fire and in the cloud. He had to manifest himself in all kind of ways like that, man, because, boy, they were still unclean yet. But they were still God's people. I told you, man, I don't care what the deal is. I don't care what how Israel got all out of, I mean, how they got all out of course, and instead of representing God to the world, it didn't matter about none of that. Boy, God never left them. And God never forsook them. Same thing with you. He ain't going to never leave you, and he ain't going to never forsake you. But if you don't know that, man, the devil robbed that blessing from you. He don't mind you hearing a sermon about that. You know, as long as you don't receive that, as long as you don't grab a hold to that, as long as you don't seize that and take and place in your possession. See, it's more than one thing, man, to hear it. They say all the time, man, I heard your program today. I heard this and everything else. Yeah, that's fine and dandy and everything else. That's just a means. Did you receive it? Did you receive? Not me. Name my little ministry, Kingdom Life Fellowship. I read. Did you hear the message? Not me. I told you, man, the message is way more important than the messenger. Did you hear the message? Did you hear what God said about what I said? Let me tell you something. If you ever, man, I ain't talking about just hear the message. If you ever receive it, so you can't receive it until you first hear, so you got to hear. That's the first step. But boy, I'm talking about, man, it ain't enough just to hear it. Because all then, you know, and you can believe it. But it takes more than just hearing and believing. It takes us, man, receiving and applying. That's what gets the manifestation. If we ain't careful, we just, like I say, get preoccupied with the means.
Come on, everybody, and sing it with
us. We believe it.
Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. Alpha and Omega.
But boy, did you receive it? Did you grab a hold of it? Did you seize it? Did you believe that those things that you pray when you ask for, but did you believe that you receive it? Do you believe that you receive it when you pray? Listen, like I say, it's a good thing to believe. That's a good thing. That get the answer sent, but that don't get it received.
Alpha and Omega.
Just like you sent your request, when the answer comes, you got to receive the answer. You got to grab a hold to it. You got to seize it. You got to place it in your possession. Take hold of. You got to take it. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence take it by force. I don't know where I'm going, how I got off on this direction.
I'll
tell you what, when my brother tell me, hey, brother, you're on the air, man. Hey, man. Listen. All the time I just tell God, Lord, listen, I don't know for her. I know, man, what your people need, but detailed and all that, I don't know, Lord. For years and years and years, Lord, you just put the word and kept pouring and imparting the word on the inside of me. Not everything, boy, but what you gave me to do. You kept imparting that on the inside of me. And that's all I know, Lord. And so, hey, when that brother say, hey, brother, you on the air?
Don't worry about where we are in time right now. God has got you so covered.
Jesus said this way, the Spirit of the Lord is upon
God
me.
Got you.
Well, I don't care. You don't listen. That makes me a head taller than an ordinary man. What you mean, man? I'm talking about, boy, listen here. I'm going to say it again. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And listen, that's the good news. But I got great news for you. Spirit of the Lord is upon you, too. Listen, I am a king. I told you what the words say. The Bible says, because of what Jesus done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests. I told you in the old covenant, they were just, man, the kingdom of priests. In the new covenant, baby, you ain't just a priest, you kings and priests. You kings and priests. Not just spiritual representative, but rulers too, baby. And you rule by applying your spiritual principles, your priesthood. But if you just out of rate, then you're